In the autumn of 2010, 6 years after we'd first met, Chris and I sat at my kitchen table and talked about how and why the Special Operations community had made such a significant organizational leap in the post-9/11 years. "If this doesn't get captured in a book, history will get it wrong," he said. By it, Chris meant how our task force had adapted to an insurgency in Iraq that was a technologically enabled, interconnected network of highly autonomous individual actors, more akin to mobs or violent gangs than a traditional understanding of insurgency would have led us to believe. Its membership was motivated by an extremist ideology to foster unconstrained violence wherever possible. To combat the speed and effectiveness of this type of adversary, we'd shifted, reluctantly, from a masterfully constructed, purpose-built, centralized structure to a decentralized but deeply connected entity whose distributed teams could move with the fluidity of a network while retaining the focus and stability of a bureaucracy. At the time of that conversation, I was just beginning to write my memoirs, which would consume my efforts for the next 2 years. But underlying that biographical work was an alternate story, the one that I most wanted to tell. And in the spring of 2013, we told it via the writing project that Chris had first suggested, Team of Teams, New Rules of Engagement for a Complex World, which would be released